Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. People, this is Jonathan with the More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 23, coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Today, we are recording live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is really, really, really important. Here's why. We talk about superstars, and then there are icons in this game of music and entertainment. People that not only create millions and billions of dollars, but people that transcend the culture, shift the culture. They influence politics. They influence Wall Street. They influence what people want to drive, what people want to wear, not just for a short period of time, but forever. There are very few people that have the Michael Jackson type effect. Michael Jackson will always be the king of pop, in my personal humble opinion. But then there are people like the Beyoncés and the Taylor Swifts that change everything as well. They are on that level. Today, we are talking about the power, the social media impact, the financial impact, and most importantly, the type of iconic status that Taylor Swift is on right now, globally. Taylor Swift is crazy because Kanye West gave her this huge intro before the world. Even though she was already achieving a lot at 19 years old, at a very young age.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
The star power of Kanye West, and then she was up for a mainstream award going against Beyonce. And then Kanye West rushes the scene, rushes her moment, and says that Beyonce is the greatest of all time.
That was the worst and greatest moment of her career. And here is why, in my opinion. Kanye West did a heartfelt idiot move in that moment because humility should have allowed him to stand down. But it's Kanye. He's going to do Kanye things. Plus, according to him, allegedly, according to Amber Rose, they had been drinking a lot of Hennessy that night. But here's the thing. Her superstar status was born that night. Taylor Swift understands this about being an icon. She understands the power of influence. See, everything that Taylor Swift creates, music-wise, what she says, lyrically, how she delivers her music, it resonates around the influence she's creating with her music. When the Swifties, so to speak, listen to Taylor Swift, they're not listening to Taylor Swift just to listen to her. They are listening to Taylor Swift to learn, to feel, to navigate through their own sea of emotions. They are listening to Taylor Swift to survive. That's what it's all about. That's why she can sell anything music-wise, and it is platinum, triple, quadruple, tickets, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. She can be in the same city and give the same concert 7 different times, and it will sell out every time. The way she looks, the way she dresses, it's all about influence. Even how smart she is and how calculated she is with her speech. But see, she's not a robot. She doesn't have people say, here, Taylor, say this. Taylor Swift takes a great initiative to making sure that her voice is hers. One thing that Taylor Swift has never come off as a robot or as a parrot, when somebody has their hand up her back telling her what to say. She has been her own person, which is very difficult to do when you're in a world where you are this white pop icon that has the world eating out of your hands. There has never been a white female pop icon nowhere close to Taylor Swift. And not just from white aspects, she crosses over with other ethnicity as well. But specifically talking about white people, she has been the most iconic and most culturally an influential person within that race. And the thing about Taylor Swift, her music is not catered just to white people. It's catered to people, which is what I respect about her music. The thing is, with Taylor Swift music, even though it fits into a certain pocket of people, where they live, maybe things they've been through, but that's everybody. But she hits that demographic right on the head. She knows her targeted audience. When you are passionate about what you love and you are using your God-given ability to create that passion, and then you visually have a team around you that will help you create the right visual arts to bring your message to life. And then you have the right team that allows you to speak the language to your audience. And then you are working with the right audience. That's digital gold. Taylor Swift understands the essence, the being, all of the makings of becoming, of being an icon. You can't teach some of the things she's done. That's why she can date a famous football player, and she is the star. And not on purpose. She is supposed to be in that lane. We have to understand when some people are meant to be. Michael Jackson was going to do the moonwalk. Michael Jackson was going to be in the Billie Jean video with the steps lighting up. Michael Jackson was going to work with Quincy Jones. He was going to do Thriller. That was destiny. Prince was going to do Purple Rain. He was going to play all those instruments. He was going to have the beautiful hair. He was going to have Apollonia. He was going to be dating Vanity. He was going to be a rock star. He was going to be different. He was Little Red Corvette. some things we're going to be no matter what. There, Taylor Swift, dynamically, financially, culturally, moves the culture differently than anybody. On the next episode, we're going to talk about the Beyonce effect. But right now, we're talking about the Taylor Swift effect. And the reason why I say that is because Taylor Swift has made herself more open to the public than Beyonce when it comes to her life and what she does. And we respect Beyonce for wanting to be private. But Taylor is going to talk about certain things political, certain things her lifestyle dating-wise. She'll do certain interviews. It's just what it's going to be. Beyonce gives you a lot, but a lot of what Beyonce wants you to have. And again, that'll be on our next podcast, episode 24, The Beyonce Effect. The thing I want everyone to understand with this particular episode, episode 23, the global profound impact of Taylor Swift in Gen Z culture is this. When you mention Taylor Swift's name, when you talk about her brand, when you talk about her influence, when you talk about the impact, her reach goes all around the world on multiple subjects, not just music. That's what makes her powerful. That's what makes her a unique icon. There's icons, but she is uniquely different. There is a power with that. There is a specialness with that. There is a uniqueness with that. There is an unparalleled illuminated light that shines on her because of that. Taylor Swift, when she creates music, she doesn't create music. She creates lifestyle soundtracks. And that is why these young women listen to her. Right now, there are young women in college right now at University of Miami, University of Texas, University of Florida, University of California, University of USC, listening to Taylor Swift right now. The thing about her music that is so phenomenal to me, she understands how to create her own lane and elevate it at the same time. A lot of artists can't do that. Some may create a lane, but then they stop being creative. They stop elevating past what they did. She's never had a problem with creative elevation. She's never had that problem. She has continuously went higher and higher and higher and higher and higher every single time. Visually with her videos, audio-wise with the type of tracks she's created, lyrically. The pain she talks about, the love interest, the love, her passions, her desires. Most importantly, the fact that she has been able to synchronize the deep-seated emotions and feelings of young women all around this world into her music gives a voice to the voiceless. Taylor Swift is a multi-billion dollar operation. Multi-billion, people. She can fuel an economy in a particular city. If Taylor Swift says, I'm moving to this city, you're going to see businesses move there. You're going to see people want to move there. Oh, Taylor Swift just moved to, this small town in Tennessee. Taylor Swift, every Waffle House, IHOP, McDonald's, Target, it's going to change. That's the difference when you are a unique icon. Very few people can do that. Taylor Swift can. When you can change the mindset of people of more than one color, you are special. That's the Michael Jackson effect. She's in that category. No matter what color you are, you wore, everybody had a beaded jacket or the Thriller jacket. Everybody wanted to wear that glove. Everybody wanted socks, high water pants. Taylor Swift has that. If she said this is the Taylor Swift blue color lipstick, that's going to sell out in seconds. Some people are born as icons, and some people are born as global phenoms. Taylor Swift is the new age global phenom in Gen Z culture. More Than Just an Interview podcast, episode 23, coming to you live right now from Las Vegas, people. Myself, Zoe Rosegold, Red Circle, iHeartRadio, 99.7 in Miami. We appreciate you. Let's get it.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.